Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
God wants you. Yes, you. Let that sink in. God wants you. We have an epidemic of people who are facing rejection and loneliness, abandonment. Rarely a week goes by when we don't hear a story of someone taking their own life or someone doing something out of their desperation. And a lot of those actions are coming out of, they're being birthed out of a deep sense of loneliness and despair, abandonment and rejection. Even here in the United States, we have a tremendous problem with broken families, divorce, single parent homes, cycles of addiction and abuse. All of these are results of the fall, the original fall in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve decided to disobey God. And ever since then, we as mankind have wandered, we strayed away from God and His original plan and intent for our lives, and disaster has resulted. We seek to find happiness in everything but God, and in actuality, God is the only one who can really fill the gaps and wounds in our soul. It's possible to be alone without feeling lonely, but there seems to be an epidemic of people who are faced with loneliness. Many people taking medication just to be able to sleep, and then they take medication to get up. So the other night I was watching a movie called I Am Gabriel. It's a really good film by PureFlix. If you have the opportunity, you should check it out. And it's about a town called Promise in Texas. I'm assuming that it is a fictional town, and it's called Promise, Texas. And everyone in the town is really despondent and filled with despair because they've had so many negative things happen in their town. So they faced a drought physically and naturally. And the story just builds as it shows different people in the town and the things they face, from joblessness to a couple losing a baby, to someone being facing a terminal illness, to someone losing a spouse and the resulting grief and trauma that come from that. And so a young boy comes into the town and everybody, you know, thinks he's weird. They accept him into their home. A couple accepts him into their home. But as it would happen, he starts to do really miraculous things. And in the end of the movie, we discover that he actually tells them, "I am Gabriel." And all throughout the movie, there are just, as he encounters the different people and the things that are happening in their lives, and he uses words of knowledge with many of them. For those of you who don't know what that means, that's when the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, gives someone the opportunity to speak a word of something that there's no way that they would know. So if I don't know you, I've never seen you before, and I walk up to you and tell you that God loves you and He is concerned about the terminal illness diagnosis that you received on Tuesday at your doctor, there's no way, if I've never seen you before, that I would know that. And so those words of knowledge are part of the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit that are used to encourage people and also to draw people to God and to confirm that God is real and the supernatural is real. And so all throughout this movie, there are all these opportunities or circumstances where he tells people things about themselves that there's no way he would know. And he's a little boy. And so that's very interesting. But one of the things that struck me most profoundly was when he was speaking to someone and he said, "God wants you." And when he said that, something reverberated even in my own soul just to hear him say, "God wants you." And the person had, you know, faced some really tough things in their life, and they've been really hard and resistant to him and everything that he said. But when he said, God wants you, he broke. And I think for all of us, even if we have a personal relationship with God and we interact with him and we spend time with him and we talk to him through prayer, there's still sometimes, because of the way the world works and because of all the competition and all the sin and brokenness in the world, all of us have gone through periods of time where we feel unwanted. And so to hear God say through someone, I want you, not only did it break the character and allow him to open up his heart to what Gabriel was saying to him, but it made me think about the power of knowing that as a child of God, through a relationship with Jesus Christ, I can come to God and that God says to me and to you, I want you. So it reminded me of Ezekiel chapter 16. So I'm going to share that now. Ezekiel chapter 16, I'm going to start with verse 4. Verse 4 says, as for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. No, I pitied you to do any of the things for you to have compassion on you. For you were thrown out into the open field where you yourself were loathed on the day you were born. And when I passed by you and saw you struggling in your own blood, I said to you in your blood, live. Yes, I said to you in your blood, live. Now, this was Ezekiel speaking to Jerusalem and reminding them that God was reaching to them. But I sense strongly that that is the word that God wanted me to deliver to you today. That when it talks about your nativity and being that the navel not being cut, that signifies that for many of us, many of the people who are listening, there are some generational things. There are some cycles that have come through your bloodline, through your DNA, some decisions that people made even before you that were not cut off from you. They traveled through your bloodline and you've been unable to figure out why you can't overcome these sin cycles. And it says nor were you washed in water to cleanse you, means no one came with the word of God, which is what actually cleanses us and restores us and heals us. It says you were not rubbed with salt nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. Salt is a purifying agent. So for many of us, when we were born into sin and iniquitous patterns. I mean, all of us were actually born into sin and iniquitous patterns because that's part of the curse of being a child of Adam before we accept Jesus Christ. But it says that you were not rubbed with salt nor wrapped in swaddling clothes, means there was no purification. You didn't have a purification that took place in you. So you came into the world with a bent away from God and broken. It says, no one pitied you to do any of the things to have compassion on you. You were thrown in an open field where you were loathed from the day you were born. And that's how many of you, I'm sensing, feel. Many of the people who will listen to this podcast, you feel like you were just tossed aside, that no one cared for you. No one has seen you. No one has concern for you. But the reassuring part comes in verse 6 when he says, but when I passed by you and saw you struggling in your own blood is your own life cycle, the things that are connected to you, your blood is your life source. So he says, God says, when I walked by and saw you struggling in your own strength, struggling to survive, struggling to make it, struggling to overcome in your own strength, I said to you, live. And so that's what God says to you today. God wants you. God is proud of you. He paid a hefty price for you to have the opportunity to have a relationship with him. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins so that if you accept that sacrifice, you stand forgiven, you stand redeemed, you stand justified, and you are restored, and you can have a right relationship with God. So just in case you've never heard it, just in case no one's ever said it, no, just in case you've never felt it or allowed it to really resonate into your heart, God says to you today, I want you. Father, we thank you for this reminder of your love for us. We thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love, with your loving kindness. You have drawn us unto yourself. I pray for every person who will listen to this podcast, and I pray that as they are listening, as they've listened, that they will feel a renewed fire, a renewed drawing from your spirit, that they might come to know you as their Father and know that they are special, they are valued, they are loved, and that you want them. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.